This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
See, Eddie gonna make me go there. Yo, Halliburton, you doing that choke signal. Do that on the train. Do that on the train.
What's he gonna do that on the train for?
Like, see what happened. Do that on the train, Tyrese.
Why would he do that on the train?
All right, don't tempt him, man. At this point, he's like, he got it from me.
Did you know he had this in him?
It's funny because he had a huge game seven last year. He had a huge game seven. I mean, dang. And they had the toughest games against the Celtics out of anybody last year until he got hurt. And it was like, now this is different. Multiple game winners in one playoff run. But I'll say what won me over, when you cross over Giannis, and Giannis is like, love, hate Giannis, whatever, but Giannis is a guy. And you cross him over for a series and you send him home like that, I got to tip my hat and just say you a guy too, because that's what that takes in that moment. And it was no hesitation. I don't want to switch. I don't want nothing. This is the guy I wanted. Boom, to the cup. And that's it. Let's move on. So he's earned it for me. I think he should have earned it from everybody. I seen the comments. Is he a superstar? I don't really care. He's a guy that's going to win you some games in his back-to-back conference finals, and now he's up in this one. If he goes to the finals at 25, yeah, we got to start looking at where we ranking everybody in the NBA as it pertains to Tyrese Halliburton.
Also, what is a superstar at this point?
A dude like Austin Reeves has a signature sneaker. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we ranking these dudes by at this point? Bring back the days when the signature sneaker mattered in a way that it just simply doesn't anymore.
Well, that's why I say I think Anthony Edwards is a superstar.
Oh,
I think
no doubt.
I think he's the disrespect.
He's the Lamborghini at the start of starting five.
Yeah, no disrespect to these guys out here, but we might not see him that much longer. But he's the true superstar left.
Is he the Chrysler at the light with the Phantom right now?
Oh, that's how you feel.
Is that what we see?
That's how you feel. He's got to play with 27. He's got to drag his carcass around.
Hey man, Shay's over there playing with Lou Dort and Caruso. Look, it's not like he's playing with like firepower over there either.
None of them are worse than 27.
I'm not a Shay fan, but I'm just watching the performances between the two guys and saying, oh, you're outgunned. Like there are levels at hand here. And I love Ant. Somebody asked me yesterday, is he overrated? I'm like, overrated by who though? Like, do we have him top 10? Because we could run off 10 guys and say he's not better than those guys. So is he overrated if you have him 12? He's probably properly rated. He's great. He's fun. He steps up, but he's had a couple up and down games in this playoffs already. I've watched his team win a game seven where he played horribly. I watched his team win a elimination game a series ago when he didn't play all that great. So, you know, he's just now learning how to play make. He's got it. He's got tough sledding out there. But we watch other guys have big games against this team for the Nuggets. So, like, again, if you're saying he's top 10, maybe he is a little overrated. But I could run 10 names off at you right now, and you'd be like, oh, they're probably all just clearly better. Shea, Jokic, Giannis, Tatum, on and on and on. You got the three old heads. You got Victor Wembanyama. You got all these dudes. You're like, yeah, they're probably better than Anthony Edwards. And so I don't think he's overrated. I think he's just running into – a tougher horse right now.
Did Ant duck the media last night? I don't think Ant spoke last night. I think he ducked.
Once the game got to 27, I moved on with my life.
You're having a tough conference finals. Your favorite teams are getting their ass kicked.
Well, the Timberwolves aren't my favorite team. They're not on that
list. I'm not sure the way that you be acting.
They're not on that list.
But you love everyone except the Kings. Man, this guy, Eddie over here, boy.
What's this guy talking about?
What do you mean favorite teams, plural?
No.
Yeah, the Knicks and the Timberwolves.
I am a Kings fan. First and foremost, that's always, I'm a Knicks supporter. There is a difference.
He won't admit it. He just won't admit it.
Do you do that in NFL too?
Mm.
I do, not to this degree. I like Lamar in Baltimore.
Oh, we all got a roof for Lamar. I got it.
Boy, Eddie, just speaking the truth over there. It's in the contract. That's what we do.
Yo, we signed up for it.
We finally got a black quarterback in Las Vegas. And she's slow as hell, but
we rooting.
Lamar out here Lamar out here killing people on TV shows.
Oh, well, he is. He is. Yeah, he ain't here for it.
That's my quarterback.
Hey, I don't think the Timberwolves are very good, man. Like, I really don't. Like, I wasn't into them all year, and I'm not buying them now.
We got a lot of fool's gold in them first two rounds. You know, they had a great matchup with the Lakers, and it just lined up for them. They're a really athletic team, but it's one of them teams, if they can't shoot, then what are they? Losing a game to the Warriors with no Steph just simply off being pricks should have been the clear sign to us. And then they play four more tough games with them for basically about three quarters every time. Eventually, they outgunned them, and it is what it was. But, yeah, we got some fool's gold on the way to this. I love Anthony Edwards, and I think he's incredible despite what I just said. I think he's had great performances and shown he's going to be one of these guys in this league. He's only 23 years old. But you're asking Jaden McDaniels to hit a ton of shots. You're asking Nall to hit a ton of shots. I think you're watching Naz Reid kind of revert to below what he is, but this is what you're expecting in high-pressure situations. Rudy Gobert's been fine on defense, but he's an absolute zero on offense, which is just unplayable at this point against these lineups. And you have no shot creation on that team outside of Ant and Mike Conley, who might be retiring in a couple of days here. So I'm with you. Like, I don't know what that team is, why we all got souped up in it. And one of the dudes I'm looking at too, Dante DiVincenzo, game one, he shot 3 of 16. I think he was like, 1 of 12 from three. First of all, why is he taking 16 shots? Second off, and this was like a hot name, not only at the deadline, but also last offseason. What is Dante DiVincenzo good at? He's not out there guarding anybody. He doesn't drive to the rim, and he's not hitting jumpers. Like, that's the level of roster we're looking at. Mind you, when you look on the other side of the court and you see what them dudes are doing, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is just a different level of team that we're looking at.
I'm like Rick Brunson over there.
Rick Brunson.
What did he even do here?
Right? Like, because he saw something.
Eddie, you've been around the league. You've been to different places. And even if you haven't, you've talked to people who have. Is Oklahoma City boring? Not the city itself, but going to those games, we know they're loud. There's a difference between loud and electric. They look like they're just loud when somebody scores. That's about it.
It is boring, and I hate to say it, and I'm not even going to get into the foul baiting of it all and all of that. But, you know, when the Warriors used to go on a 20-0 run, it was big shots. It was all this stuff. When the Thunder go on a 20-0 run, it's a really fast physical defense. And as much as I love defense in the NBA, a real handsy, fast team that then also flops a ton on the other side, that's not all that fun to watch. It's not all that fun to watch one dude dribble a bunch and then kind of wiggle around and sneak layups here and there. And it's just not – we don't have that level of explosion that you get from some of these other teams. Even the Pacers, when they're going, it's high-octane offense. When the Knicks are going, and look, they got a grifter over there too. But when they're going, it's a little dude doing a bunch of crazy stuff, hitting tough shots, finishing around the rim, doing all this. When the Thunder are going, it's just like random guys hitting corner threes and one guy handling the ball a lot. And this is on the most basic level. If we're at the park, we're watching these guys or whatever. But they are a little boring. But they might bore their way to a title. So I don't think they care. I don't think Oklahoma City cares. But it's definitely not the most fun team to watch that I've ever seen.
You said a couple minutes ago you're not a big fan of Shea. Do you have a player comp for Shea? Is there someone he reminds you of?
I seen this video. I've been saying this for a little bit as of late. And if you remove one element from his game, there's a little Kobe in there. There's a little younger Kobe in there with the footwork, with the kind of smooth handle, with the mid-range jump shots, with the attacks of the paint. There's a little bit of that. There's a little bit like tall Iverson, if you want to do that, because he handles so smooth. And I've never seen anybody use the tween dribble quite like he does to attack. He's a very unique player. But again, you had that element where it's frustrating to watch him sometimes. It just is. And it's not.
That's where the James Harden part comes from.
Yeah, it's not the amount of free throws. People can't use the amount of free throws. It's the way he goes about getting them. He's not dunking on dudes and getting thrown on the floor. He's not, you know, guys are jumping on him and he's nothing he can do. No, he's seeing your hand and he's diving at your hand and he's grabbing your arm and he's jumping under you as you jump over him. Like, it's stuff like that. And they say, oh, it's a skill. And that's why I tweeted that. Like, I'll admit it's a skill if you admit this is the worst version of basketball possible. And people didn't like that, but I stand on it. I if three of us were at the gym and we playing threes with somebody else, and Dame, you pump fake, and then you slide jumped into somebody, they probably kick us out the gym. They're going to look at me and say, who is that your man? Like, what's up? So I just don't like watching that. I don't care who it is. People are like, well, Kobe did it. I hate it when Kobe did it. I don't like play basketball. If you can't do it in the gym with the homies, I don't really want to see it on the NBA court.
When my boy Brunson took Neesmith's arm and made Neesmith hit him in the face, I said, wait a minute. All right, settle down.
It's crazy because he wasn't really doing that much in the Celtics series, and it was crazy. He was fun to watch.
Yeah.
He got a little bit of it off last night. He shot that three and then was trying to back up on him. I said, oh, man, I know it's desperate times right now, but come on, brother, make the shot. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Did you go to that Liberty game on Saturday to open the season?
I did. I'm happy you brought up the W before we got out of here, because I was gonna bring up the W. But I did. I had a good time.
Okay.
Man, the Liberty look like a team.
They might not lose, dude. Like, for real, they might not lose.
They have so much depth in a league that lacks depth, and they just fire on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. What I love about the Liberty, they move the ball, and it's like touch passes all around the court. We getting layups, we getting wide open threes, and they can play big, they can play small, they got shooters. Like, that's a tough team. To watch what they did to the Aces was made it a completely uncompetitive game.
Yeah.
And then the Aces go with Connecticut the next night and run them off the court, and then run Chicago off the court. It's like, oh yeah, this is the problem. This is the problem right here.
Did you see your girl last night?
Oh, well, not the best performance of her career.
Your girl was 0 of 8 with 12 rebounds.
And she missed 6 of those on one possession.
Look, and like, as much as I want to say, look, Jonquil Jones is Jonquil Jones. Mm-hmm. Don't get it messed up. That's still a lot. I don't want to pile on Angel, and I know like the W discourse a little sensitive. You can't always pile on everybody and stuff.
W discourse crazy.
There has to be more to what she does on the court. There just has to be. Like, she has a shot put shot, so it's not like she's going to be pulling up off the dribble making jumpers. Like, I watch her and I'm kind of curious, like, where does the development go from here? Mm-hmm. She's going to have to be a better finisher. Great motor, incredible rebounder. She's a good defender. But she's just going to have to matter on offense. That team lacks guards right now. It's going to be a long season in Chicago. Hopefully, Haley Van Lith gets some run and they figure something out. But, man, that team does not look good in any of the times I've seen them.
Yeah, Chicago is rough. Indiana, this is where Indiana is going to be dangerous this year. Kaitlin stunk last night. It was like her first game in 3 years she didn't hit a three, and they won.
Yeah.
That's a different team.
There's always smoke on the court when she's around.
Always.
And it's but that's a dangerous team. And that's one of those teams when that offense is clicking, when Kelsey Mitchell's hitting her shots. Aaliyah Boston just continues to evolve and get better. Mm-hmm. They're just fun to watch. Like, even obviously with Kaitlin, but just kind of like that, watching that team starting to click. Maybe they're not contending with the Liberty this year, but they got something going on out there. It's going to be a good year for them. The All-Star game out there, like, you got what the Pacers want, you got going on. And he got something cooking, man. The home of basketball to a lot of people. So
look, we just waiting in the weeds. You know what I'm saying? We just waiting in the weeds. Everybody talking about everybody else.
Who's we?
You know who we is. Stop playing. Don't know. This ace is over here. This ace is over here.
I don't know, man. You're jumping between so many goddamn teams. I don't know who we is.
I don't have two teams in the W. I don't have two teams.
You got the Knicks, the Timberwolves, the
Timberwolves
Aces.
Are not my team.
I beg to differ.
They're not my team.
You going to get an Ant-Man jersey?
I get an Ant-Man. That's my boy.
I thought he was going to say the Valkyries. I thought he was going to say the Stars. I didn't know where he was going, man.
It might be different.
I got beef with the Valkyries. You ain't never going to hear me talking about the Valkyries. It's aces for life, bro. It's aces for life. That's a squad.
That is so wild. But all right, man.
You got a pair of them A1s?
I tried.
Oh, man.
Oh, you get them? Yeah, he got the pink ones that nobody could get. Yo, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even want to talk about how I got them because I'm going to get shamed for talking about it.
Hey, remember that.
I went to a Nike run. They gave us some pair. They gave us some gear.
Oh, that's dope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That's dope.
Hey, feel good?
Hey, you look good, boy. I meant to tell you that. Like, hey.
You mean make a call? Like, what's up?
Hey, you look good.
I'm like a guy. I thought you was locked in. What's up?
We was talking about you the other day, man. You look good, boy. You shedding them pounds.
All right.
Come on,
I'm headed to the gym right after this.
There you go.
Come on, man.
There you go. Get that work in.
Everybody keep asking my trick. You got to starve and you're going to have to work.
yeah, you're going to be cranky. Just know that if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to be cranky as hell.
Look, Eddie headed to the gym.
I'm It's I'm right. in the store staring at Reese's Pieces. Mad,
Eddie's gym is right on the corner of PJ Tucker Way and Deuce McBride Lane.
Boulevard. Hey, go get that workout in, boy. We appreciate you.
My brothers, good to talk. Good to talk. Hey, man, pick a W team. Pick one.
I got people one. It's like, the Aces. Oh. What you mean? It's hey, Aces for
pick
life.
Pick one team, period.
Bro, it's Kings Aces, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Knicks supporter. That's it.
Well, you was about to cry the other day after that Tyrese shot went in.
I was cursed.
He did almost curse.
Let him know, man. Let him know. Don't cut him no slack.
That's it. All right, boy. We appreciate you. Yes, sir. Right, that's our man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. We'll come back. Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. The moment is definitely past, but, you know, Eddie jumped on with us right after we were talking about it. Matt George texted me and said, dude at the airport thinks Utah Valley is my alma mater. I thought that was terrific.
Go Wolverines.
Go Wolverines. Yes, indeed. As we welcome in our man, Will Z, here as we close out this Friday, as we close out this week, as we head into Memorial Day weekend. Will, thanks so much for being with us. You have been writing about the Sacramento Kings over at SI, ranking the Sacramento Kings trade values. First of all, what went into, did you have a formula? Like, what went into these rankings for you as you put this together?
Yeah, a little, just a loose formula, looking at contract, age, skill, and just general desirability around the league that I think a player might have. So, like, LaVine obviously is more talented than arguably one of the most talented players on the roster, but he's a little further down on the list just because of some of those other circumstances. But it was kind of fun. We have been doing, there's just so many trade ideas and trade proposals right now that I just had to do something different to write about. And yeah, so started, you want me to start at the bottom?
Yeah, work absolutely. My way up. Let's cook. Let's cook.
All right, so there's, I'll start 10 players under contract. Just a quick refresher on who they are. This is in no particular order. Got Sabonis, LaVine, DeRozan, Monk, Keegan, Valanciunas, Carter, Ellis, Terrence Davis, and Isaac Jones.
Those are the players so that are under contract right now.
Under contract. Yeah, a few stipulations. You've got a few player team options, non-guarantees. For Keon is a team option. Terrence Davis is a non-guarantee. And Isaac Jones, I think, is a team option or non-guarantee, but essentially the same. Mm-hmm. So at the bottom, I put Isaac Jones. Just it was between him and Terrence Davis. They both are kind of in the same circumstances, money and contract wise. For Jones, he has a, I think, $2 million contract for next year and can't be traded until June 22nd. And his club option has a deadline of June 29th. So you've got about a week's window where you could theoretically trade him to a team, and then that team can cut him. So if there's a team that wants to save $2 million, you can theoretically do that. Same situation with Terrence Davis, who I slotted at 9. Again, TD, I think, is a little more 2.5 non-guaranteed contract. His timing is a little different. His contract, he can't be traded until July 9th, and his contract isn't guaranteed until January 10th of next year.
Okay.
So a longer window there kind of was the differentiator between that and his experience.
So we're going to do this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Who's the most tradable? Who is the most valuable asset that the Sacramento Kings have? Then we're going to work our way through this, because I'm generally curious if you caught some heat for an article you wrote the other day. Like, I can't wait to find out if you did. I can't wait to find out.
I'm surprised I didn't.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the most tradable asset for Sacramento was who?
Keegan. Like, still, I think, has the most potential and is a wing, can play good offense, good defense, and is at $11 million for next year. Extremely tradable contract. Under team control with the restricted free agency coming up or the extension, depending on the timing. But to me, I think it's still Keegan. It was close with number two and who I wrote about. But for me, it's still the combination of position, skill, contract puts him at the top.
That's not surprising to anyone, right?
To be honest, when you actually see it, like, yeah, it makes sense. I had never even thought about the idea of trading Keegan Murray. And not saying that that's what this is, but
yeah, yeah.
I had never even thought about it. And then when
well, that's a nice change from the guy who's tried to move him for the last 2 years.
I want Keegan here, but it goes to Will's point. Mm. I think he's the guy that realistically can net you back the biggest return if you're trying to improve this roster. Mm. Yeah, man. I like, and a lot of people are like, you don't move on from a Keegan Murray, to, you know, when he's your best defender and all this other stuff. But what if you were able to get 2 6-foot-8 defenders, mm-hmm, and guys that, you know, can, one can score 10 points a game, the other 7, but they're playing defense. Now you've turned your one good defender into 2 good defenders. And that, mm-hmm, isn't that what everybody wants, right?
Well, my question would be, are you trying to be a defensive team?
Mm. Well, like, just having people that can defend. Conceding that.
Well, I don't
guys that aren't top flight defenders.
Yeah, I just don't know necessarily if a 10-point per game guy and a 7-point per game guy is the same thing as having a 17-point per game guy.
Not, well, maybe offensively you could look at that any type of way.
Okay.
But defensively you got 2 guys that can defend. If they're 2 guys, that's what I'd be trading for. Two, like, almost damn near splitting Keegan Murray in half.
Uh-huh.
And now you've got
interesting
2 guys that can defend on the perimeter and are versatile, and their combination gives you the points per game that you might be missing if you move on from Keegan.
It's an interesting way to look at it, because it feels like everything we've talked about trading Keegan before is you trade Keegan for a singular star. You take Keegan and picks or Carter or whatever pieces you want, but Keegan's the main piece from the Kings, and you turn that into a star level player. So instead you're taking it and splitting Keegan into more role players and good role players, ideally. Mm-hmm. Huh. Which is what we've seen work for teams in this year's playoffs, like a number of players who can defend, who have the length and athleticism. Like, that's kind of the makeup of a lot of these teams.
Like these guys, I don't know if you get guys that are this good, but just for argument's sake, if you were able to turn Keegan into Jaden McDaniels and Aaron Nesmith,
mm-hmm,
like, I think that, mm-hmm, that'd be really helpful for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I would think, okay, about that for sure.
Who's Keegan? That absolutely makes the most sense, especially because of his age. Mm-hmm. It's like the, mm-hmm, you know, maybe not to the same degree, but it's the Tyrese trade motto thinking.
Mm-hmm.
A young player for, you know, that can go establish himself on another team. We're getting guys back who can, you know, do a variety of things that we need, or, you know, maybe one bigger swing, one bigger offensive punch or defensive punch or whatever. Number two, it's people have probably caught on. I thought you were going to catch heat, yeah, for this article. I think you thought you were going to catch heat for your article. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you didn't, but who's number two?
Yeah, it's Malik. And for a variety of reasons, I think Monk is so unique with his skill set of both scoring and playmaking. He has the ability to start or come off the bench. I think he's proven that. Didn't go great as a starter, but I think he could slot into a lot of different teams as a starting two, or go back to a bench role. His contract is phenomenal. $18.8 million next year, $20.2 the year after that, $20.22 or so player option for the 2027-28 season. So you've got him locked up for 2 years. Maybe he picks up that option, or maybe he declines it. But in terms of today's NBA contracts, like, $18 million for Monk is a steal. I think we knew that when we signed him, and it's just become even more true. So super great contract to send out for a team wanting to get under the cap. And also for the Kings, this isn't really what the point of this article is about, but for the first article I wrote about trading Monk, is looking at the trio of Keon, Levine, and Monk. And Damian, you and I talked about this when I was on last week. I think one of the three of them needs to go to just clear up space and to spread out the money on the roster. And I was honestly shocked at how many people were into the idea when I did. The first article was just about the idea, and then I threw out the idea of a swap for him and Jared Allen, and people were on board.
I think Kings fans are about into anything that'll make the team better. Mm-hmm. But I think you wrote another article, or maybe you just sent this to me, about the amount of money that's tied up in the guard position and the center position.
Absurd.
There's no distribution of salary.
Million. Yeah.
127 is at the guard position?
Between the two.
So between the two. And the center. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is just absurd. Like, there's no way you can take that into next season and hope to compete. Unless you're running constant three guard lineups. It's just. And I have another. I don't know if you guys saw a LaVine trade idea.
Oh, boy.
Like, the odds of trading LaVine. We'll get to that after. If you have time. But yeah, to me, Monk. Super tradable, super, just a attractive target for other teams, I think.
I forget how low that $18 million actually is in, like, the NBA world. Malik is good. Like, he's Malik is good. $18 million is like, oh, yeah, we can do that.
Hell, yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's probably easier to do now as a trade than it might have been. Signing sometimes can be more difficult if you can shed salary off your roster in a trade. There'd probably be significantly more suitors for him this year than there was last year when he could sign wherever he wanted to.
Right. Yeah. And you got a situation where you get him in the right situation, you know, where you can maximize everything that he brings to the table. And he's a guy that can, for certain teams, can take them to another level, whether it's a championship or they're a bottom feeder and they go to the playoffs or whatever. But he can help elevate your team. He absolutely can.
Any other names we should touch on? Actually, who is number three on the? Oh, huh.
Yeah. This one was interesting. So for three, I went Keon, and mainly a similar idea is his contract. Like, Monk's a great contract. Keon is literally a steal at $2.3 million for next year. Like, he is a starting caliber player, making $2 million. Like, that's unheard of. It's possible. A lot of options around Keon this season. James is really good about laying out all the details. They can opt out and re-sign him. If they opt out, he becomes a restricted free agent. But if they opt in, they could theoretically trade him. And to me, you're not trading Keon for another $2.3 million player. You're trading Keon with another salary and bringing in a proven star. And Keon is basically acting like a draft pick would. In terms of, like, money and talent and the high value at a low cost that is just hard to find nowadays, especially in this CBA. So I don't think the Kings should trade him. To me, you do whatever you can to keep Keon. He's the exact type of player that fits Christie's system to a T, but there's the option. And if you want to go for a big swing for the fences type deal, you got to at least look at it.
I'll ask you the tough question here, Will. Just take your top three. You had to trade one, and it got you back, not whatever player, but, you know, a player that you feel would help this team out. Which one of those three are you moving on from?
It's probably Monk.
Wow, Will Z hates Malik Monk. Man.
Write it on a note.
I couldn't do it.
Put it on the note card as a good call, Will.
I think I'm more open to the idea of trading Keon than probably everyone else in Sacramento. But to me, that's knowing that if you do that, then you get back someone really good. But I don't think that's realistic. I think a Monk trade is more realistic, and I'd rather have... I want to see more of the duo of LaVine and Keon, I think, than I want to see the duo of LaVine and Monk.
Tough turn of events for Will Z. Hannah's in the chat saying divorce in all caps.
Well, I'm a little surprised Hannah knows what you're talking about, so I'm not surprised by her. But I'm surprised that you guys think maybe I'm just being emotional about it, but
I can't imagine that. I feel like people
was kind of turning on Malik last year.
I don't think it's turning. I think it's assessing the situation. Like, and that was Will's. It's not like Will wants to trade Keegan.
I'm not saying Will's turn on. I'm saying like the fact that you thought that people would be upset about him trading Malik.
Yeah,
felt like people was kind of I'm like, they turning on my boy. Hey, I'm still rocking with Zero, man. Stop.
Will posted the article. I was like, I'm gonna go check the comments.
Oh, maybe
they
hit.
That's crazy how they be doing. That's crazy how they do, my boy.
I think they just want this team to be better, and they realize, man, he might be able to make the Kings better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think that combo of guards that Will just laid out, the Levine, the Keon?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Malik, all of that money, do you think that works?
Well, no, because I think they need a point guard. They're missing a point guard. But I think I would probably be more apt to move in Keon, even though I don't want to. I don't think we want to move any of these guys. But Malik.
No, because we haven't mentioned DeMar, who's the one who's obviously going to be traded this offseason.
Malik, I still, his ceiling and what he can do in a game, in a potential playoff series, being an X factor, I'm not ready to move on from that one. Keon, while I think he provides a whole lot, what he provides, I don't know if we're going to see enough of. Like, if we get a point guard in here, and you got Levine and you got how many minutes is Keon going to play? And I think you can use Keon and what he brings and what he can net you in return elsewhere on your roster, a wing or a four or something like that. And I'd keep Malik Monk.
Hmm. Did you see what Steve Kerr said about Jonathan Kuminga?
No.
He's not a 38-minute-per-game guy on this roster. And that had heavy Keon Ellis as a situational rotation guy or role player or whatever the line Mike Brown used was. It was just like, oh, all right, Steve. Okay, well, good for you because you're going to have teams calling you this offseason. Yeah. Good for you and Mike Dunleavy.
I wonder if Steve feels how I feel about Kuminga. And it's kind of rough.
I think he does.
It's kind of rough because Kuminga's pretty young.
I think he absolutely – I think he feels exactly how you feel. Because you hate him.
Don't hate him. Don't hate him. I think
Jonathan Kuminga, Kendrick Lamar.
Nobody. Nobody.
And blueberries.
I love blueberries. Oh, do you? Avocados as well.
Oh, that means you hate blueberries.
Avocados. Yeah, avocados.
Jonathan Kuminga is unbelievably talented. I don't know how impactful he is on a game.
I hear you. I don't think you were fair in your assessment,
that could be
though.
Unfair. Yeah.
But the games that you use, that was accurate. But there's a footnote to those games.
Gotta tell the whole story.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc. Wow, I feel like we've gone a couple of days without impression.
Well, you know, season's been over for a while.
That wasn't the call. That's not what I was doing. Great stuff as always, Will. Glad you're not catching heat for some of these trade articles. keep churning them out, man. We'll keep reading them. National media is Will Z right here. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, Ash. Have a good one.
All right. It's my man, Will Z. Will Z, president of the Get Malik Monk Out of Here fan club. Man. Dividing households.
I'm going to chain myself to the Golden One Center.
I don't know what that's going to do. Hey, what's this idiot doing after we traded Malik Monk? Somebody get his ass out of here. Oh, that's Kenny. Oh, he's fine. That's fine. Just leave Kenny there.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that Malik Monk, man, he's certified verified in the city, man. I think a lot of people got upset with him specifically in his game last year.
I think people, I'm not trying to be fun. I think people were lashing out last year.
Still are.
Yeah, well, they are, and that's fine. People are frustrated. They want something to happen. They want to feel like it's a positive step moving forward. And it's like we talked about with Matt yesterday. No matter what the Kings do, half the people are going to love it and half the people are going to hate it. It's like an election. Like someone's going to lose, but half the people are going to be upset. Or someone's going to win and half the people are going to be upset. No one can agree on where this team should go. This was trade assets that Will wrote about. Keegan is a commodity. I do not think they are trading him.
I don't think so.
Either. I think I go so far as to say I think we're past that point where I wouldn't trade I wouldn't trade him now because it would be difficult for me. I don't know every particular, but I know enough. So you didn't want to move him for Pascal Siakam. You didn't want to move him for OG Anunoby. You were shutting down conversations that involved Keegan Murray. Okay. But you're willing to move him now with LaVine, DeRozan, and Domas locked up to big money on your contract. I don't know that that's the move.
Should Scott Perry be beholden to what looks like the mistakes of the previous regime? Because I think we agree. It was a mistake not to trade him for those people. Not Keegan being a bad player. But we've seen what OG has done for the Knicks. We've seen what Pascal has done for Indiana.
Not knowing every single particular. Mm-hmm. Was that a hang-up or the hang-up?
I don't know. That's an assumption by me.
Let's say it's the assumption. Mm-hmm. The hang-up. Yeah. It was a mistake.
So my point is Scott Perry probably shouldn't say, I can't trade this guy because we didn't trade him for...
No. I think the team's in a different position now. I don't think this has anything to do with Monty and Wes and Mike Brown or anybody. I think it has to do with the team is in a very different position. Mm. it, you could argue, it made more sense to trade him then. Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes as much now. Unless, and maybe this is where it really does come into play, unless it falls more into your theory or your idea of acquiring, I think it was OG, like the Emmanuel Quickleys and the RJ Barrett, you're acquiring a couple of guys to come in and fill immediate needs for you. Maybe in that sense it works.
Because I'm thinking, the other thing that I think about as well is if I'm Scott Perry and I look at Keegan Murray, and there's a couple of different ways that we talked about this before, a couple of different ways that you can go with Keegan Murray right now. But let's just say I don't believe he's a $30 million a year player. Why not move him to Houston for, and I'm just throwing out names.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Whitmore and Dylan Brooks. Number one, those two guys, you put it this way. You sign Keegan Murray, you're locked in to that number
mm-hmm.
for, what, four more years.
Mm-hmm.
You trade him for a Whitmore and a Brooks. Now, Brooks might be on an expiring or something. Like, now mm-hmm. you're not locked in anything. If you're trying to clear your books and get assets and stuff like that, maybe you look at it whereas I don't want to sign anybody to a 3-4 year deal right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on this roster needs that. And now I'm not stuck to having Keegan for another 4 years when I don't really believe that he is a $28 to $30 million a year player.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's right. I'm just laying out a different scenario. You can shorten your timeline of where your money's been, your money's going to, by trading him for two guys
mm-hmm.
in that sense.
I don't like anything you just said. But I think the most important thing that you said is the first part. What does Scott Perry see him as? Expendable, foundational. We have no clue. The previous front office clearly, I think collectively, saw him as foundational. What does Scott Perry think? What does BJ Armstrong think? What does the rest of this front office think? What does Doug Christie think? That all matters in this equation. In fact, that matters more than anything else. That's the starting point. What do those guys... Hell, take Keegan Murray's name out and insert Keon Ellis's name. Take Keon Ellis's name out and insert Malik Monk's name. Do the same thing with DeMar and Zach LaVine and DeMontis Sabonis. Like, there are some guys, Zach being one, and I don't know why no one talks about this, but DeMontis Sabonis might be another, where it's not anything you can do about. There's nothing you could do about it. Like, hey, I don't really value DeMontis Sabonis. Guess what, pal? The rest of the league doesn't either. And he's owed, I got Will's numbers right in front of me, $49.9 million in 2 years. Like, take the pulse of the league. Mm-hmm. You think teams are going to be knocking down the door to acquire a $49.9 million DeMontis Sabonis? I don't think that they are. I think DeMontis Sabonis is very good. I don't think the league sees him as a $49.9 million. What am I doing? It's a $50 million player. His value to Sacramento... This is not uncommon, by the way. His value to Sacramento was not that of his value to the rest of the league. And I don't know how, hey, I got clarity. I don't like it. Guess what? I owe you $130 million. Like Ric Flair said, learn to love it. Because you're a Sacramento King. You can go even further. I don't like you either, pal. But I can't trade you. Like, everyone talks, oh, Zach LaVine, so much money, so much money. DeMontis Sabonis, so much money. And I don't know where he fits across the league. But those things all matter. Those things matter more than anything else right now. Mm-hmm. What is Scott Perry and his front office's assessment of these players?
And check this aspect of it out, too. If I'm Scott Perry, and we listen to Matt George and the fans that call in and are in the chatty house on Kings Twitter. They talk about this team, this franchise being hopeless, the roster being mid, all this other stuff. If that's how Scott Perry's looking at it, if I'm Scott Perry and that's how I look at it, I'm going to tell you right now, my goal and what we need to do is we need to find a way to clear these books a little bit. Like, we got to start having assets. We can't have money tied up, you know, somewhere. And you know what that means? No new contracts. If I'm trying to, like, clear things out and this roster's looked at as mid and all this other stuff, why am I going to sign one of these players to 4 more years? And I like Keegan. I think he's worth it in certain situations. But if I'm looking at this situation with the Kings, and I was like, they don't even have a future. You want to sign this guy that people have said they don't have a future. I'm going to just sign him for 4 more years? Nobody's getting a contract. I'm stuck with Sabonis and LaVine to a certain degree. Nobody right now is getting new contracts.
What's the harm in letting Keegan hit restricted free agency? We can keep injuries and whatever extreme circumstances out of it.
Ill will, maybe.
But like this thing, he just like he to request
I'm
the
not
trade.
Talking about with Keegan. True. His representative. True. Like, true. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how common that is. I don't feel like it happened. I don't feel like it ever happens with four picks.
Well, are we seeing it right now? Up I-80. That's Kuminga, right?
Yeah, but is there any question that Kuminga has a market?
Maybe not the market he thinks he has.
Okay. I think that's wrong. Well, I don't know. I take that back. I don't know what Kuminga thinks. I have no idea. I think Kuminga has a market. I think Keegan would too, to be honest.
You think they both got a $30 million a year market?
I think one might.
You think Kuminga got a $30 million a year market?
No.
$30 million a year.
No.
That's I could see somebody.
What's a max extension? 120?
Yeah, I think
a max. So. That's the max rookies. Yeah.
I think you would
feels
be
low, but
that would be you'd be looking at Kuminga and betting on his future, betting that he'll get somewhere that I don't know he's shown you he can get yet, but you're bet on that. You know what I mean? It's like this is another extreme case, but Cade, that's a good bet if you're even betting. I don't even think that's a bet. Like you give him the max because he's shown you he's gonna get there. Kuminga, I don't know. Keegan, I don't know. I'm a bet on their future, though, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm a bet that they're going to reach heights that will justify this $30 million a year. Hell, that's what the Rockets did with Jalen Green. I don't know if Jalen Green's a $30 million a year player.
Yeah, but don't you, at that age, that this particular deal, the rookie extension, aren't you willing to roll the dice on that?
Sure.
I feel like there's multiple situations in this. Mm-hmm. Two of them result in the player getting paid. We know you're getting paid. We think you're getting paid. We know you're gone. Mm-hmm. Marvin Bagley, for example, we knew. They knew. He knew. Everyone knew. Mm-hmm. He was gone. Jalen Green. We think. Pretty sure. Not sure. Don't want to be wrong.
Right.
Pay him.
Right.
Because again,
figure it out later.
Well, it starts to.
If it doesn't work.
We're talking basketball money here. How much really is $30 million in the grand scheme of this? Mm. You know, you got guys making 60. Yeah, we could. If you've managed your roster correctly, and maybe that's where some of this comes from. If you've managed your roster correctly, $30 million isn't going to kill us.
And that's where maybe the situation with the Warriors and Kuminga comes into play, whereas, as Kyle likes to say a lot, in a vacuum, yeah, we'd give Kuminga $30 million. But when we're paying Draymond 25, paying Butler 60, playing Steph
right,
probably 70 right. soon,
yeah,
we can't just be giving you $30 million.
Yeah,
and that's to your point, that's that situations matter. Financial situations matter.
Do you think the Kings are active? Like, do you really think the Kings are active this season, this offseason?
I think,
are we talking?
I think the DeMar trade happens.
Mm. So weird.
I think the DeMar trade happens.
Man made it 8 months, 9 months.
And I think that's pretty much the only thing that happens. I think maybe a mid-level free agent or something like that. But I think they're going to try to use the DeMar trade to handle the point guard spot. And whether that's, you know, a Drew Holiday or Tyus Jones, but I think they'll look to that to handle the point guard spot and maybe a random free agent, you know, somewhere else being signed. But I don't think they're super active. I don't think there's a lot that they can do.
Mm. I did wonder if they try to work their way back into the draft, the first round of the draft, I should say. And I had a thought about San Antonio, the second. Was it 14?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have enough to get that high.
Yeah, I talked myself out of it.
I don't know if they have enough.
Like, we're not doing business with San Antonio anymore. In fact, they owe us one.
Right.
They don't. They got over, but
whatever. Let's think about these teams right now, because maybe in a DeRozan deal, you can get into the first round. So you're talking about the Nuggets. Some of these people have money issues, but the Nuggets, the Celtics.
Well, they're coming off money if it's a trade, right? You'll give yourself a little space, maybe not a lot, but a little bit. Anyone trying to acquire DeMar, you talk about money issues. It's a trade, so you have to give up salary. It'll make it a little more digestible for you.
Yeah, they would. The Nuggets would, though. I don't even think the Celtics would either. Because those are
this ain't going to help the Celtics.
Those are both second apron teams. But yeah.
Oh, Denver's a second apron team, too?
Yeah, or they're a first apron.
Okay.
That's inching towards second.
Yeah, apron. Yeah.
That Michael Porter.
Thank you, Michael Porter Jr. Man. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic.
Who else lost? Who'd the Pacers beat? Cleveland. Maybe get somebody off of Cleveland.
Okay.
And get back into the first
round. Well, Mitch says Colin Sexton's there. Maybe we could get Colin Sexton from the Cavs.
Actually, I almost died.
Mitch is going to tweet me. Mitch, I was kidding, man.
I don't think they have their pick this year. They're inching towards second apron and don't have their pick.
No, they'll be fine. They're a run it back team, in my opinion.
They are. It's going to be awfully expensive, though.
That's okay. You got to do it again. One more time? Yeah. Okay. You got to do it again. Quick peek. You are correct. No Cleveland picks. Apparently, no one picks except Brooklyn.
And OKC and Utah. That's it.
Oh, yeah, but really, Brooklyn. Brooklyn is just picking everywhere. We got to go, man. We've got a big night ahead. We're headed over to 102.5 for a little Flashback Friday. Then we're headed out to concerts in the park. Come join us, man. It's free. Y'all heard Exhibit earlier today on the show. Cesar Chavez Plaza. Again, it is completely free. Your boys are going to be out there hosting the festivities. Come check us out. If not, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend. And we will see you here Tuesday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Knicks tape!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.